on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with Mix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM. And I'm joined again today by the fabulous Tony Smith, who will be twiddling the flashing knobs. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm good. If I remember, I've only been away a week and I've just got to remember where all the knobs are.
But did you have a nice time?
Yes, lovely. Thank you so much.
You went to Greece, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, enjoyed the weather. It was
nice. I should have
played warm.
Greece, is the word. Was the weather good?
It was lovely, yes. Yeah, lovely 29 degrees over there. All of Europe's having a heat wave, just not us. We're not in Europe anymore, so the weather's moved away from
us. Moved away, but you had a lovely time.
Indeed.
Well, I think that's too much dialogue from us. I think we could do with a little less conversation, don't you, Tony?
Absolutely.
Elvis Presley.
Conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig through the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. And a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me.
That was, I was singing along there. A little less conversation. Elvis Presley, 1968, written by Mac Davis and Billy Strange, with a UK number one. Originally performed in the film Live a Little, Love a Little, one of Elvis's last films. And the song was originally written for Aretha Franklin. But when writer Mac Davis was approached to write a song for the Elvis film, he realised this track was much better suited to that. And he was right, wasn't he, Tony?
It was, yeah.
And it was a minor hit at the time, but when it was remixed by Junkie XL and released again in 2002, it went to number one in the UK, giving Elvis his 18th number one here.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good.
Slightly longer, slightly faster version, but it didn't really change much from the original, as you can hear.
So but, that remix, he was just cashing in on Elvis.
Yeah, it's nice to have for the youngsters, though, to kind of, hear the song.
All of the songs that are hit records are usually the old records mixed in with the new stuff.
No, even nowadays, yeah.
It is.
More so nowadays, actually.
Yeah, more so. But did you know, Tony, that some of Elvis's memorabilia and personal possessions, along with some of Freddie Mercury's, John Lennon's, Madonna's and Jimi Hendrix's, are on display in the Hard Rock Cafe's vault in Mayfair for fans to view on a free tour?
No, but I might go to that then.
I know, that would be good. And the vault is just across the road from the cafe in an old Coutts Bank lower-level vault, which was once used to protect the Queen's coffers.
Yes.
I'd like to get in there anyway just to see that
as same
well.
Here.
That'd be great. So the hidden gems include clothes, musical instruments and furniture, all used by the aforementioned music icons and several others. And also, I am playing this record for Bernie and Ray, who are my niece-in-law's parents, Maria, because we went to see them. We went to see Maria perform last night. She's a fabulous singer. And she was really, really good. And the whole family was there. So basically, we packed out the place. There were so many of us. And then I was talking to Bernie, who's like a real music buff. And I said, he said, who do you like? I said, well, I really love Elvis Presley, Rolling Stone, blah, blah. He said, I'm not so keen on Elvis. So this is for you, Ray.
As soon as people say they like Elvis, I just play it constantly, non-stop.
I've never heard anyone say they don't. Okay, hope you enjoyed that, Ray. Okay, let's play House of the Rising Sun, The Animals. The House of the Rising Sun, The Animals, 1964, was a UK number one, fabulously sung by Eric Burdon. I love that song. Do you love that song?
Yeah, it's one of probably the best one for me.
For you.
Out of them. I wasn't a great Animals fan, but yeah, that's is a great song.
Well, I really like them, and I'm also playing because it was Alan Price's birthday on the 19th of April, and he first came to prominence as keyboard player and founder member of the Animals, and went on to form the Alan Price Set. Hits including Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear. Did you like that one, Tony?
Yeah, that's not too bad.
The House at Jackville. That was quite good.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. not really my cup of tea, but I like the sound of the era is in their songs, so which is good.
Yeah, and he later teamed up with Georgie Fame, forming the duo Price and Fame, with whom he had the hit Rosetta. And they also recorded an album together, their Fame and Price and Fame album. And during this period, they became regular guests on the Two Ronnies and the Morecambe and Wise shows. And I actually, when I was really young, used to go to a club called Tiles in Oxford Street, and I wasn't supposed to be there. And I pretended I was older. I was probably about 15. I think you had to be 18 to get in, so I lied. And I used to go and see Georgie Fame and Alan Price perform there. So I've always been a huge fan. You know that, Tom.
Yes.
Of Georgie Fame.
We all spend our life saying when we're younger, saying we're going to be older. And when we get to a little bit older, we all say we're younger.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm only 35 still. That's it. I'm not moving. So I hope you all enjoyed that. Shall I play a Fleetwood Mac number? This is The Chain.
Thank you.
That was The Chain, Fleetwood Mac, 1977, written by Lindsey Buckingham, Mick Fleetwood, Christine McVie, John McVie and Stevie Nicks. Was UK number 81. I love that record. Why did it only make 81?
Yeah, it's really weird. That's, yeah, it's one of my favourites as well, yeah. That one, The Chain.
What's going on? But I'm playing it for singer Becca Brant's birthday, which was on the 19th of April. And the low bassline of this was used by the BBC as a theme for their Formula One Grand Prix programme for many years. In fact, you knew that, didn't you, Tony?
Yes, it was a classic song, especially that bass line when it goes dung, 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 dung. Then it used to have the
He's
the
doing the air guitar again. and Fleetwood Mac played their debut concert at Windsor's Jazz and Blues Festival in 1967. Not a lot of people know this, Tone, but their 21 times platinum certified 1967 album Rumours was released as a picture disc for the first time on April the 20th. Did you know that, Anthony?
No, but I knew it was Record Store Day, so it kind of does kind of correspond with that, because it would have been coloured vinyl.
But they've only printed 18,000, so
that's a low
don't
amount.
Miss out. That's good. So that'll be a collectible. And I've got a few fun facts here, okay. Band member Mick Fleetwood acted once. Do you know what he was in?
Yes, it was Star Trek. It wasn't the original one. It was the second one with the next generation. Yeah, with Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes,
he's an alien. Can't remember which one though.
A fish.
Was he a fish?
He was a fish.
Yeah, he had the costume out because he was tall.
Oh yeah, that's like those. Yeah, shaved off his iconic beard for the part, and it took 19 takes for him to say the immortal line: "Food."
Yes, he only had one word.
Yeah. I love that.
Most cameos don't even get that someone, so that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he's got a line. That is, you know, above. That's not extra work. That is a line.
Yeah. But when you're wearing a costume, no one knows it's you anyway, so it's kind of a rather... But it's nice just it being the credits of Star Trek, isn't it?
We've got to watch it through just to hear food.
Food.
How many ways can you say food?
Yeah, I don't know, how many? Yeah, can't be that hard to do. How many takes?
Like food.
Cut. And food. Again, food.
Okay, what should we play next? Let's do a Billy Fury number. This is Halfway to Paradise. Halfway to Paradise, Billy Fury, 1961. by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. It is UK number 3, and I'm playing it for what would have been Billy Fury's birthday, which would have been on the 17th of April. We loved that song, didn't we?
Yeah, I haven't heard that for ages.
It's like we could sing along, lyrics. It's when you could sing lyrics.
Yeah, I was singing in the background also.
Oh, yeah, you were. You weren't doing the air guitar, though, that's
all. No.
And this became Billy's signature song, remaining in the chart for 23 weeks. And Billy was known as the British Elvis. He was Liverpool's first rock and roll star. And he spent a whopping 332 weeks in the charts through the 1960s and matched the Beatles' record of 24 hit singles. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, but he was so popular.
Impressive stuff, that is.
The Beatles famously auditioned for pop impresario Larry Palms to be Billy's backing band early on in his career, but they failed the audition. Oh, Larry, that was a mistake. But he did get back to another of Palms. But he did get back to another of Palms artists, Johnny Gentle, on the tour of Scotland. And Lisa Voice, who's a friend of mine, she was Billy Fury's partner for 14 years, and she lives in St John's Wood. She used to come to the heritage events when I was in charge of those, and when we used to put blue plaques. And a blue plaque was unveiled for Billy at her house in St John's Wood. And I went to the Cannes Film Festival with her and had a fabulous time. And guess who I met? In a bar.
Any idea?
The one, the only, Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
I know, major. And it was really like, you know, Craig Knott.
I bet everyone sings that when they go up to him.
Yeah. Anyway, that was really lovely. Okay, shall I play Stylistics number next?
Yeah, well.
This is You Are Everything.
I thought it was
That was You Are Everything, the Stylistics. Well, Tony and I were singing along to that one. 1971, written by Tom Bell and Linda Creed. And I'm playing it for Robert Brooks, who requested a Stylistic song. So I hope you enjoyed that, Robert. The Stylistics, composed of Aaron Love, Russell Tompkins, Herb Murrell, James Smith, James Dunn, and Edwin Miller. And they went on to become one of the very few American groups to have two greatest hit albums in the UK charts. And although band members,
easy for you, so.
Not a lot of people can do that, have changed over the years. Original members Herb Murrell and singer Aaron Love, who have remained close friends since school days, are still touring with the band today. And the present version of the band will be touring the UK in the autumn. That'd be good.
Yeah, be good.
We could go and sit in the audience and just sing all of their records.
In our high voices.
Yes. You are everything. Okay. But we might upset a few people, but then we'd say to them, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So shall I play that?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? Small Faces. What You Gonna Do About It, Small Faces, 1965. I was a big fan of the Small Faces. I used to go to their concerts. I didn't go to many concerts, but I did theirs.
I was one, so I had a small face.
And the Small Faces were Steve Marriott, Ronnie Lane, Jimmy Winston and Kenny Jones. And I'm playing it for what would have been the original Small Faces keyboard player, Jimmy Winston's birthday, which was on the 20th, would have been on the 20th of April. This was Small Faces' debut single. It was recorded just 6 weeks after the band got together. And Jimmy Winston's time with Small Faces was very short-lived, but he left just after this record was released to pursue a solo career. Not a good idea.
No.
Jimmy. Because they were so huge, so huge. And also, Kenny Jones, who later also played drums with The Who, went on to own Hurtwood Park Polo Club, which plays host to polo matches, weddings and other major events. I've been there, and I've met Kenny a few times, with Carol Harrison, who did the musical about the Small Faces. She's a big fan. And he's such a lovely bloke. So I met him a few times and we went to his one of his polo matches and he was just genuinely, just really down to earth, really normal. But then I found out, Tony, if you want to buy his polo club, he's put it on the market.
Ooh.
For a cool, how much?
Oh, that's going to be loads. £4 million.
£5 million.
Oh, I was not far.
Well,
that's a meal between mates.
So it is on the market. Anyone that wants a polo club, it's on the market for a cool £5 million. Okay, let's play Luther Vandross. Never too much.
There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Never too much.
Vandross, 1981, written and produced by Luther Vandross, playing for what would have been his birthday, which would have been today's the 21st of April.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is, put the volume up. Yes, it was today, yes.
Today. And Luther began his career as a background artist and jingle singer, and one of the jingles he did was for Kentucky Fried Chicken in the 70s. But he's got a gorgeous voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's a good one. Never too much Kentucky Fried Chicken. Never too much, never too much.
One of the singers he backed was Roberta Flack, and she encouraged him to start a solo career. And other singers he backed included David Bowie, Chaka Khan, Barbara Streisand, Carly Simon, Bette Midler and Donna Summer.
Yeah, impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a gorgeous voice.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
But something you can never get too much for, Tony, is parties. And I have been to a few this week, and one of them was a party celebrating James Whale's MBE, which he received from Princess Anne on Wednesday. And Charlie Mullins put the do on for him, and it was packed out with fabulous celebrities. But he got his MBE for his outstanding contribution to broadcasting and charity. And a career that has lasted over 50 years, and he still hosts on Talk Radio and Talk TV, and he's also raised over £4 million for kidney cancer from which he suffers. I mean, he is brave.
Yes, you know,
he's brave, and he's
amazing story.
Mm. And of course, it's the Queen's birthday today, and I got my MBE from the Queen.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't mention that on my show because we normally just do live birthdays. But yes, you're right. It was official Queen's birthday today.
Exactly. Amazing lady. We were very fortunate to have such a wonderful monarch.
Yes, absolutely.
But James was also a former president of the Heritage Foundation, you know, that put up the blue plaques, and yeah. I became a president later. So I've known him for quite a long time, and he's, you know, well, I hope he beats this kidney cancer.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Let's hope they get a really good cure. Okay, I've got a feeling. I've got the feeling. that they will do that.
They will.
And I've got the feeling, James Brown. Was I Got the Feeling, James Brown, 1968, written by James Brown, reached number one in the US and R&B charts, playing for what would have been drummer Clyde Stubblefield's birthday, which would have been on the 18th of April. Clyde toured with James Brown for 6 years, and his syncopated funk rhythms were considered by many as funk standards. In fact, he was otherwise known as the funky drummer, Tony. And there was a quote from another drummer that said, drummers everywhere, when they heard him play, especially on this, retreated to their basements. And another people said that they thought that there were two drummers, but it was just him, and that he had four limbs, you know, four arms. And his left hand makes him sound like two drummers. So what a talented guy.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't know about him. I wouldn't know about Clyde Stubblefield, you know, unless I looked him up and found out that.
Yes, mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
But the Jackson 5 auditioned for Berry Gordon at Motown Records using a film version of this song. Michael Jackson, aged 10 at the time, closely mimicked Brown's vocal style and dance moves. So that's where he got it from.
Mm.
And did you know that at the peak of his career, James Brown was performing how many shows a year? Do you think, Tom?
It was quite a bit. He was a bit of a workaholic, wasn't he? So, 20-ish.
350.
No way.
Really?
Yep.
A year?
Yep.
That's like one nearly every day.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, possibly one a month. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I going to play next? I'm going to play a request next. So this is from one of our regular listeners, the fabulous Ken Wiseman, and he would like a song played for his mum, who he lost on the 1st of May 8 years ago, and it also would have been his girlfriend's birthday on the same day. And his favourite Seal song is A Kiss from a Rose. So this is for you, Ken.
There used inside of me. Love remains a drug that's high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become larger? The light that you shine can't be seen. You tell me is a healthy baby. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen. You tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive? The light that you shine can't be seen.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal, requested by Ken Wiseman. Hope you enjoyed that, Ken. Beautiful voice Seal's got, hasn't he?
I've forgotten how great that song is.
I know, amazing.
It's an amazing song.
And what did you say to me? You said he still looks...
I see him as a cameo, funny enough, in a film the other day on TV. He played himself. And he looks exactly the same. He's hardly changed.
And I said, it's because he's bald.
Yeah.
And who else hasn't changed?
Yeah, that could be me. Eggshell blonde.
Eggshell blonde. I love that. Okay, should we do a comedy number next?
Yes.
This is by Bernard Cribbins, and it is Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred, both of us together, one each end, and steady as we go.
Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout to Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, even inflating, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off. Need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
That was Right Said Fred, Bernard Cribbins, 1962. It was a UK number 10, and I'm playing it for National Tea Day, which is today, the 21st of April. I mean, that's it. And we'll have a cup of tea. Isn't it everyone's excuse?
It's mad.
I'll have a cup of tea.
I can't believe I'm starting remembering the lyrics to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Tried to shift them, couldn't even lift them. Getting nowhere.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
So this is the day when UK celebrates the drink of its choice for the past few centuries, and the British consume 60 billion cups of tea a year. That's approximately 165 million cups a day.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a tea lover, so...
I think it's a man thing. They just drink tea so they don't have to work. Oh, I'll just have a cup of tea and then I'll do it.
Yeah, that's probably where that comes. I'll just have a cup of tea. Every time something goes wrong, well, I'll have a cup of tea.
I'll have a cup of tea, yeah. It's called skiving.
It is, yeah.
And the sound effects for this track were added by George Martin, famed for his work with the Beatles. And I met Bernard Cribbins. I want to call him Sir Bernard Cribbins. And he wasn't a sir, but it was such an honour to meet him. And that was while we were filming Run For Your Wife with Ray Cooney, a film where Ray got all his friends in and had so many celebrities in there. And also, we did a Christmas lunch for Bernard when I was president of the Heritage Foundation. And loads of people turned up. So there was Shirley Anfield, Bella Enberg, Peter Egan, Les Reed, OBE, Linda Barron, Jenny Agutter, OBE, Dame June Whitfield, Jean Ferguson, Barry Cryer. And they all came along to celebrate with him. And he was a treasure. I mean, he was in the Carry-On films, The Wombles, The Railway Children. And also, what did he do quite late?
I remember he'd done the book about the sailor and the dog, I think it was, children's programme. That's what I remember.
And also he was in Doctor Who.
Oh, cool, sure, Doctor Who.
And his last appearance as Wilfred Mott in Doctor Who aired last Christmas, 2023. Yeah, sad loss, but a lovely man.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. Do you know what, Tom? I love working with you. In fact, I only want to be with you.
Of course.
Should we play that?
Yes.
Dusty Springfield.
Doesn't matter where
was I Only Want to Be With You. Dusty Springfield, 1963, was a UK number four. And I'm playing it for what would have been Dusty's birthday, which would have been on the 16th of April. And it was also requested by Colin 2401. So I hope you enjoyed that, Colin. This was Dusty's first solo single, and she performed it on the first ever episode of Top of the Pops. And she also sang it on the first series of Ready, Steady, Go, where she was a host. And among her first interviewees were... Do you know this, Anthony?
It would be the Beatles, wouldn't it?
Little font of information there.
It's my shamey age.
Yes, it was the Beatles. And prior to singing solo, Dusty was a member of her brother's folk trio, the Springfields. And I remember them. They were really good. Mm. Really good. And despite recording numerous pop classics, she only ever had one number one hit, which it was You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. But she did a collaboration with the Pet Shop Boys much later. And do you remember that song?
What Have You Done For Me Lately, or was it?
What Have I Done to Deserve This?
What Have I Done to Deserve This? Yeah,
yeah. And in the 80s. And it made number two in the charts.
Which isn't too bad, really, was it?
No, it was really good. Really good. And if you've just tuned in, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. So let's play a Jerry Rafferty number. This is Baker Street. Rogers, Baker Street. Jerry Rafferty, 1978, was UK number 3, and I'm playing it for what would have been Jerry's birthday on the 16th of April. And this song was inspired by his frequent visits and stays with friends who lived on Baker Street in London. But Jerry was also famed as the founder and member of Steeler's Wheel. And before that, Jerry was a member of the folk group The Humble Bums. Do you know? Do you know who was in that, Tony?
No, I know Steeler's Wheel because they had Stuck in the Middle with You.
Well,
but the Humble Bums
was with Billy Connolly.
All right.
And Jerry and Billy were close friends and recorded two albums together as a duo. And they both liked a wee rum and often got into trouble for it. Once given a lift home from a gig in St Johnston, Scotland, by SNP politician Ian McSwan at 3 in the morning, Rafferty discovered there was a loud hailer